B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Dalet. We're going to start on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Omar le Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. In the previous Gemara, we saw at length that Rabbi Yochanan learns from a pasuk in the parasha of the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, that in the same way that there was a 7-day separation period in preparation for the Avodah of the last day of the Miluim, so too, before Yom Kippur, there was a 7-day separation where they would put the Kohen into this chamber in order to prepare him and to make sure he stays Tahir to be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Reish Lakish is now asking Rabbi Yochanan, Meheicha k'yalfis lo? Where did you learn? What was your source, you Rabbi Yochanan, that to what we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur gets separated and put into this chamber and taken care of there the 7 days before Yom Kippur? Mimiluim, you learnt it from the pasuk of the Miluim. So Reish Lakish says, if so, I've got an issue. Ima Miluim, kolakosov behen, ma'akiv behen. We're going to see in the Gemara later on Daf Hei that everything that it says in the parasha of the Miluim was ma'akiv. It was, if you didn't do it, it would be pasul. Afhocha, are you going to suggest that so too all the halachas of the Prisha regarding Yom Kippur, Nami Kolakosov Behen Ma'akiv Behen, that we learn one from the other? Are you going to say that the 7 days of Prisha is Ma'akiv by Yom Kippur, and the Kohen who didn't do the 7 days Prisha before Yom Kippur, he would not be kosher to do the Avodah? Can that be so? V'chitei Ma'och Nami, and are you going to suggest that yes, maybe it is so? What's your reservation against that? It can't be. What none? We learnt in the Mishnah, Umaskinin loy Kohen Acher. We saw in our Mishnah that besides for separating the Kohen from his home and making him or putting him into this chamber for 7 days, besides for that, they would prepare a second Kohen in his place in case he became Tomei, that another Kohen would be able to replace him. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah that that second Kohen was also had to do Prisha. It says Shivas Yomim Koidim Yema Kippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, the acting serving Kohen Gadol, he would be separated before the week before. And besides that, Maskinim, they would prepare a second Kohen just in case. Well, is that second Kohen going to do a Prisha? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It doesn't say that that second Kohen gets separated, and in the event that the first Kohen becomes Tomei and cannot do the Avodah, then the second, the reserve Kohen, he would do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, even though he did not do the Prisha. If you, Rabbi Yochanan, are learning the Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Prisha of Miluim, and the Prisha of Miluim we know is Ma'akiv, then how are you going to understand the Mishnah? V'chi teima. Are you going to suggest my maskinin, mafrishin, that the word maskinim, which we translated as preparing a second Kohen, actually means mafrishin, separating a second Kohen from his home and bringing him to the Lishka? Then if so, why are you using two terms in the Mishnah? Mafrishin regarding the first Kohen and maskinin regarding the second Kohen. Use the same term for both. Listeni, oi idi v'idi maskinin. Either use the term maskinin for both Kohenim, oi idi v'idi mafrishin, or use the term mafrishin for both. Why are you changing? Omar le Rabbi Yochanan answered to Reish Lakish as follows. Omar mar, elomar. So, okay, you, my master, you Reish Lakish. So you don't agree with me. You don't agree that the source of, or you assume that the Mishnah, it's apparent from the Mishnah that it's not Ma'akiv, the Prisha of Yom Kippur. And if it's not Ma'akiv, it cannot be learned from Miluim where it is Ma'akiv. Okay, so where do you, Reish Lakish, learn? What's the source that you have to be Mafrish the Kohen 7 days before Yom Kippur? Elomar Meheicha Yaliflo. Omar Misinai. By Sinai, there's a pasuk that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, before going right into the Shechina, into the closest place of in Shemayim, Ne Hashem, so to speak, that he had a 7-day preparation, a 7-day separation. And I learned from Sinai to Yom Kippur. Then the same way as going to the Shechina by Sinai, that needed a separation period, so too going into the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur needs a separation. Dichsev, it says in the Pasuk by Sinai, it says, Vayishkoin Kvoit Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem's honor rested on Mount Sinai. Vayichaseihu Ha'onon. and the mount and the cloud covered it. Doesn't tell us exactly what the it is, whether it's referring to the mountain or referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the cloud covered it. Sheishes yomim, for the duration of 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i, and on the seventh day, Hashem called to Moshe, mitaycha onon, from within the cloud, inviting Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, mechteksiv vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i. Some don't add in these words, but the point of the Gemara is my sheishes yomim. What are these 6 days? It says that the mountain, that the cloud covered. Let's assume that it covered Moshe Rabbeinu, which is what we are assuming at this point, according to this opinion, according to Rish Lakish, that the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days, and only on the seventh day Moshe was invited in. My sheishes yomim. So ze bono of, that means the question really is, why do I need the words sheishes yomim if it already says that Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day? So just say that there was a cloud there, and on the seventh day Hashem called Moshe. What does it mean that Hashem, that the cloud covered him for 6 days? It must be teaching us bono of. This is a teaching for all other cases. Shekola nichnas b'machne shchina. Anyone who goes into the camps where Hashem's presence is felt more than anywhere else. This is not referring to the regular machne shchina. This is referring to going into the kodesh kodoshim. Ton prishas shisha, that it needs a separation period of 6 days. Says the Gemara, v'hanan shivotnan. So Yechanan is asking Rish Lakish, so the source, Yurish Lakish, that a Kohen Gadol who's going to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur, that he needs Prisha, is from Sinai. You only see 6 days Prisha. In our Mishnah it says they would separate the Kohen 7 days. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseiri. Our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira. And indeed, only six of the 7 days are a biblical requirement learnt from Sinai. The seventh day, that extra day, is a rabbinical one. Dechayesh, we were worried, Tumas Beisoi, that if you would be home still that seventh day before Yom Kippur, it could be that Chas V'Shalom, by mistake, he would be Boil Nida, and then he would be Tomei for 7 days and would not be able to do the Avodah. And therefore, based on this fear of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baseira, they said that the Kohen should leave his home an extra day earlier, so he should be away from home for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan now said to Rish Lakish, Bishleim ledidi, according to how I, Rabbi Yochanan, learn that the source that you need Prisha, Bayim Kippur, and Pora Aduma is learned from Miluim, the Alifnu Miluim, Hainu Detanya, that's what we learned in the Braisa. We're going to see this on Daf Ches. Zeh v'zeh, that by the Prisha before Yom Kippur and the Prisha before the Sreif HaSapara, Mazin Alav Kol Shiva, they would sprinkle on the Kohen all 7 days, Mikol Chato Yishoyusham, from all the, or a little bit from all the water and ashes of all the Paradumos that had been done up until that point. Dehavoi Nami Azor B'Miluim, because even by the Miluim, there was also a concept of sprinkling on the Kohen. It says in the Pasuk, V'yezel Aroin, and Rashi brings that the psukim that on the first day of the Miluim they would sprinkle on Aaron, and they would do the same all the 7 days. However, Elo l'ditcha, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish that you do yalfas miSinai, that the source that there's prisha b'yom kippur is from Sinai. Hazor b'Sinai mi'avoi, was there any concept of hazor by Sinai? We don't find that they sprinkled futara on Klal Yisrael by Sinai. Omalei, so Rabbi Rish Lakish answered back to Rabbi Yochanan, Ulatameich minicha, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, is it any better? B'miluim dam, what did they sprinkle by the Miluim? Blood. Hocha, by Sinai, by over here by Yom Kippur and Por Aduma, what are they sprinkling? Mayim, they're sprinkling water. So it's the same question. You call to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that you're learning Por and Yom Kippur from Miluim. Why are you sprinkling water? By the Miluim, they sprinkled blood. Says the Gemara, Holo Ikasha, that's not difficult. Tatonya Rabchia, Nichnasu Mayim, Tachas Dam, that the water was in place of the blood. In the place, instead of the blood that was sprinkled by Miluim, they would sprinkle water by the Prisha of Yom Kippur and Por Aduma. Elo l'ditcho bat Yurish Lakish. Hazor b'Sinai mi'avoi. Yurish Lakish that learn the concept of Prisha from Sinai, then Sinai, there was no sprinkling. If there's no sprinkling, where's the sprinkling by Porah Aduma or Yom Kippur come from? Omar Le Rosh Lakish answered him, Maila Ba'alma. This is just a heightened standard, and it's only a rabbinical requirement to do the sprinkling. By Porah Aduma, we already saw this previously, that there was reason that they had to have added high standards of Tara in order to make up for the fact that they would actually be metamei, the kohen who was going to burn the Porah Aduma with the sheretz, in order to counteract the false opinions and ideas of the tzidukim. And by Yom Kippur, since the kohen gadol was going to go into the kodesh hakodashim, so there was a higher standard of tara, and that's why midrabbanon they sprinkled on this kohen gadol for the 7 days. But indeed, the sprinkling part was not learnt from Sinai. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yechanan. Tanya Kavaseid Rish Lakish. We're going to bring now a brisa that learns like Rabbi Yechanan, that we learn out the prisha of Yom Kippur from Miluim, and we're going to bring a brisa that seems to be like Rish Lakish, that the prisha of Yom Kippur is learned from Sinai. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yechanan. Where do we see in the brisa that the prisha of Yom Kippur is learned from the Miluim? Because it says in the brisa regarding Yom Kippur, Bezois, with this, Yovoi Aaron el HaKodesh, Aaron HaKohen would come into the Kodesh, Par ben Bokor lechatos va'ayil lo'oilo. B'meh she'omur be'inyan, what do you mean Bezois? With this, with what? With something it says in this context. Ma'ihi be'inyan, what does it say in this context? That with it, Aaron HaKohen was coming to the Beis HaMikdash, was being prepared for the Yom Kippur, the Miluim. That in this context of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, there's also the concept of Miluim is mentioned there. And in the Yerushalmi says that the fact that in the Parasha Nacharemois, which is the Parasha of the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, it mentions that Aaron HaKohen's two sons were Nifta. And when were they Nifta? By the Miluim. So the fact that the Aaron HaKohen's, the Ptira of his sons are mentioned, that is the concept of Miluim, which is mentioned within the context of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Bezois Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, with Miluim, learn something from Miluim regarding Yom Kippur. What do we learn from Miluim? We learn that in the same way as Miluim, there's Prisha, so too, before Yom Kippur, there should be Prisha. Uma Omur Benyon Miluim, what does it say in Miluim that we then say that applies also to Yom Kippur, that Aaron Pirish Shiva, that he separated himself for 7 days, Vashimish Yom Echod, and then on that 8th day, on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he did the Avodah. Moshe, in those 7 days, Moshe Mosal Kol Shiva, Kdei Lechanchi Be'Avodah, Moshe Rabbeinu will teach him the Avodah for the 7 days in order that he should know what to do on the 8th day. Afladoir is so too in all future generations regarding Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol Poyrus Shiva, the Kohen Gadol would separate himself for 7 days, as we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. U'mashamish Yom Echad, and then he would serve, and only he would serve, it would be his day, Yom Kippur, where he would do the Avodas. U'shnei Talmidei Chachomim mitalmidov shel Moshe, there would be 2 Talmidei Chachomim who are considered disciples of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, Lafukei Tzedukim, and that's to exclude the tzidukim who made changes to the tradition that they had of how to do the Yom Kippur Avodah. And those 2 Talmidei Chachomim, Moisrin Lo Kol Shiva, they would teach him all 7 days, Kedei Lechanchoi, to train him ba'avodah, so he should know the Avodah for Yom Kippur. Mikan Omru, from here, from this Bezois Yov Aaron El HaKodesh, we have a source that Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibesei, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his home, Lilishkas Parhedrin, to this chamber called Parhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw in the Mishnah on the Beis HaMed Aleph. Ukashem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, in the same way as before Yom Kippur, there was a 7 day separation period, Kach Mafrishin Kohen Aseirif HaSaporah, so too the Kohen that would burn the Porah Aduma, and this was the first Gemara we saw in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that we separated Lelishkosh al Pnei Abira to a chamber that was facing Bira. Bira is either the Harabais or the Beis HaMikdash. Tzafayna Mizracha, on the northeast side or corner, and the Gemara in Daf Beis explained to us what the significance of that was. Ve'echod zeh, mazin alav kol shiva, and also, as we saw before, also the Kohen that was doing the 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen that was 7 days preacher before the Paraduma, on both of them they would sprinkle on him 7 days, Mikol Chatois Shoyisham, from all the Paradumas that were there up until that point. Vim Toimar B'miluim Dam, you can ask a question that the sprinkling that was done by the Miluim was blood. Hochamayim, but over here, in the case of the Kohen before burning the Paraduma, or the Kohen Gadol before, the Avodah Makipurim, Maim was sprinkled with water. Omras Nichnasu Maim Tachas Dam, that the water was there in place of the, instead of the blood, they would do water. Voimir, and the Braisa says, and there's another source as well, that from where we learn that a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen before burning a Pora Aduma has to separate 7 days. And this is the pasuk we saw already previously. Kasher also Bayim Azeh, in the same way as there was a halacha of prisha by the Miluim, Tziva Hashem la'asos lechaper aleichem. What does that mean? Hashem commanded you should do it to have atonement. La'asos is Elu Ma'ase Pora, lechaper Elu Ma'ase Yom Kippurim. This is the pasuk we saw previously, that there was a source we learned from Miluim, Xerus HaKosov, that also before Yom Kippur, also before burning the Paraduma, there's a 7 day prisha. So from this braisa we see clearly that from where do we learn the 7 days prisha before Yom Kippur? From Miluim. And this is proof to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a couple of points in this braisa. V'hai bezois, how's the braisa learning that you need the first source in the braisa, that you need miluim, you need prisha before Yom Kippur? Because it says bezois, come with this to Yom Kippur. And what's this? Something mentioned in the parasha in the context of Yom Kippur. What is that? Miluim. And so I explained to you according to how the Yerushalmi explains it. But the Gemara is first asking a question. I don't understand. Hai bezois mi boilei legufei. I need it for itself. What does it say in the pasuk? Bezois yove Aaron el hakodesh. The Aaron will come with this, with what? Bepar ben bokor lechatos va'ayel la'oilo. With a par and an ayel. So I need the zois to say, come with this. I don't need bezois to say, come with this idea, with a concept, come with prisha that's learnt out from miluim. The word is not spare to teach us that, says the Gemara. Yes, Omri, they answered, "Ila korban chodeif would be just a korban. It would say lema krob bezeh, come with this, with using the word bezeh, which is a male, a masculine term, oy ba'ele, or with these in masculine. My bezois, what's this in feminine phrase? Shamus minotarati, to teach us also." Prisha is a concept in Lashon HaKodesh, which is used in Lashon Nekeva, and the Bezois is alluding to the fact that there's something which is a Lashon Nekeva, which also has to accompany you to Yom Kippur. What is that? That's the Prisha that is learnt out from the Miluim. And then the Gemara is asking, my Vayomer, at the end of the Braisa, we saw that it brings a second Pasuk, as if the first Pasuk is not sufficient. What wouldn't be sufficient with the Bezois Yov Aaron El HaKodesh, that we would need the second Pasuk of Kasha Oso B'yem HaZeh, Tziva Hashem Lasis Lechaper Aleichem. Says the Gemara, my Vayomer, V'chi Teima, because it's explaining as follows. The Pasuk that says Bezois Yov Aaron El HaKodesh, the Aaron HaKodesh should come with this, and we said this, what's this? It means Prisha. I may have thought that that's only Yom Kippur Kamo. It's only the very first Yom Kippur. Who do buy a Prisha? That needs Prisha. Kada Ashkechon b'miluim. Like Miluim, the inauguration was just once, that first time. Maybe that first Yom Kippur, you need the Prisha. Aval b'Yom Kippurim, but the Alma, but all the following years, right through the generations, who says you need Prisha before Yom Kippur? Loi, maybe not. Inam Yo, I may have thought, Kohen Gadol Kamo, who do buy a Prisha? Maybe only the very first Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, like he did the inauguration, so too. When his Yom Kippur, even all the Yom Kippurs, but only that where Aaron HaKohen was acting and serving as the Kohen Gadol, he needs Prisha. Aval Kohen Gadol ba'alma, maybe any other Kohen Gadol after him, Loi does not need Prisha. Toshima, that's why the Brisa brings a second Pasuk, Kasha Oso V'chulu. From that Pasuk, you see that in all the generations, whatever was done by Miluim was done before Yom Kippur with the Kohen Gadol. So that's as far as the Brisa is concerned, that's proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn the Prisha of Yom Kippur and Paraduma from the Prisha of Miluim. Now the Gemara says, Tanika v'seidu Rish Lakish. Now we're going to have a braisa like Rish Lakish, that the source that one has to do Prisha before Yom Kippur is from Sinai. What does it say in the braisa? The braisa says, let's go back to to Rish Lakish at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis that we started with today, that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan that he had a problem with the fact that you learn out the Prisha of Yom Kippur from Miluim because of the, it's not Ma'akev. So he says, Yalif Lami Sinai Dichsiv, and he brings the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? Four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Vayishka in Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The honor of Hashem rested on Sinai. Vayichaseihu he'onon, and the cloud covered it. Sheishas Yomim, 7 days. Vayikra al Moshe b'yem Ashvian, on the seventh day, Hashem called Moshe mitaycha onon, from within the cloud. So says the Braisa, Moshe olo be'onon. Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the cloud, v'niskase ba'onon, and was covered over by the cloud. V'niskadish ba'onon, he became purified, sanctified in the cloud. It was a spiritual cloud, obviously. K'dei lekabel Torah liYisrael b'kedusha, in order that he should receive the Torah for Klal Yisrael in a matzav of kedusha. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'yishka in kved Hashem al Har Sinai, that Hashem rested His honor on Har Sinai. Zeho yom ma'isa achar aseres hadibris. We know that on that first Shavuos, we'll soon see when it was, either on the 6th or the 7th of Sivan, where Klal Yisrael received, or they heard the aseres hadibris, and after that, Moshe Rabbeinu, on the 7th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim in order to actually receive the Luchos. 40 days later, he came down with the Luchos on Shiva Sabatamos. Unfortunately, he saw they were engaged in the Egel. He broke those first Luchos. But when did he go up? After hearing the Aseres Adibros, in order to receive the Luchos, that's when he went up. And when it says, Vayishkoin, Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseyu Anon Sheishas Yomim, etc. When did all that happen? It wasn't the 6 days before Matan Torah, and Bayeim Ashvi was not the day of Matan Torah. It was after Matan Torah. The cloud covered, not only covered the mountain, it covered Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was the 6 days that Moshe was secluded in the mountain. On the 7th day after Matan Torah, Hashem called him up, so to speak. And then he was there for the 40 days to receive the Luchos. So this is Achar Aseres Adibros Shehoyu Tchilo L'Arboim Yoim, the beginning of the first 6 days that was the 40 days where he would receive the Luchos, then there were these 7 days, Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So you see clearly that there was a Prisha there 6 days before Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos from Hashem. And this is the proof to Rish Lakish that there's a concept of Prisha. Because we're soon going to see, Rabbi Akiva says that Pasuk that we mentioned is actually referring to the 6 days before Matan Torah. The 6 days before Matan Torah, is it correct that Moshe Rabbeinu was covered by the cloud the 6 days? Certainly not. The Psukim tell us that in those 6 days before Matan Torah, Moshe went up, Moshe came down, he was giving over messages to Klal Yisrael and from Klal Yisrael back to Hashem, discussed extensively in the Gemara in Perek Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Shabbos. So and according to that, when it says Vayichaseyu he'onon sheishes yomim, it was just the cloud was covering the mountain for the 6 days before Matan Torah. It was not covering Moshe. If it was not covering Moshe, then there's no source for Prisha there. However, contributes clearly that these were the 6 days after Matan Torah, where it doesn't say that Moshe came out of the cloud. Then indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu was covered by the cloud. So you have a proof that there's Prisha. There's proof there's Prisha. This will be a source that whenever one goes right close to Hashem, so to speak, one needs 6 days Prisha before it. And that's the proof to Rish Lakish. Now the Bryce is continuing. That's Rabbi Yosi Haglili's opinion. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, the Vayishka in Kvod Hashem, when did Hashem's honor rest on the mountain? That was Miresh Chodesh. It was the 6 days before Matan Torah. It was from Miresh Chodesh, Sivan. Vayichaseyu ha'onon lahor. And what did the cloud cover? Not Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu kept coming out. It only is talking about covering the mountain. And then there's no source whatsoever that there was Prisha there. Vayikra el Moshe. Then when it says in the Pasuk that on the 7th day Hashem called Moshe, this also needs to be understood. What happened on the 7th day? On the 7th day Hashem gave us the Torah. He just called Moshe. He called all of us. We were all invited to Har Sinai. We were all invited to Matan Torah. So why does it say in the Pasuk Vayikra el Moshe? So it says the Braisa, V'chol Yisrael oimdim. And not only was Moshe called, the whole of Klal Yisrael was called to stand there. And the reason the Torah singles out Moshe was just to give Moshe the honor as being a very unique individual. He was the one that was going to bring down the Torah to us, and some of the Dibreis were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was singled out, but it wasn't a calling unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. And however, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the first opinion, that says that we're talking here about the 6 days after Matan Torah, that Moshe was in the cloud. And then the seventh day, Hashem called Moshe to come up and get the Luchis. That was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the first two opinions in the Braisa. Rabbi Nosson actually follows Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the 6 days was after Matan Torah, and the seventh day was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was called to come up. Leibua Kosov, then you're going to ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu need these 6 days of preparation? Rabbi Nosson says, even though I agree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili that these 6 days of separation were there, there was 6 days of Prisha, but it's not because he was going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, so to speak, into the Mokim HaShchina. And indeed, according to Rabbi Nosson, there's no source that you always need Prisha before going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Rather, he says that was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Leibua Kosov Elo Lamarik Achilo Shtir Shebameov Leshumoy Kemalachi Ashoros. It was important that Moshe Rabbeinu would become elevated to the level of being an angel, a malach. And to be a malach, you can't have food in your system, because Malachim don't eat, and therefore he had to wait for the 6 days before to make sure that all the food and drink in his body had cleaned out. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up in an angelic state. And therefore there's no source from here that one has to do Prisha. Rabbi Masi ben Chorosh says that the 6 days, again, he holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that they were after Matan Torah, before Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to receive the Luchos. And it was not a general Prisha, because before going into the Shechina, you need Prisha. No, Leibua Kosov Elo La'ayim Olov, it was just in order to instill fear on Moshe Rabbeinu, Kedei She'tehei Torah Nitnas, in order that the Torah, the Luchos, should be given to Moshe, Ba'ema Bereses Obaziah, with trembling and with shaking, Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ivdu Es Hashem B'yiru, you should serve Hashem with awe, V'gilu bir odo, and rejoice in trepidation. My V'gilu bir odo, what does it mean you should rejoice in trepidation? It would seem to be a contradiction. You cannot rejoice at the same time as being fearful. Omer Bada Bar Masna, Omer Rav, B'mokim Gilo, in a place where there is rejoicing, Shom Teira Odo, there should be trembling. Where is there rejoicing? Rejoicing is when you get the Luchos. Rashi says, Matan Torah shel Luchos, Tichsev Pekudei Hashem Yeshorim, Samchei Lev. We're going to receive the mitzvahs, we're going to receive the Torah of the Luchos, is something which very much is reason for rejoicing. Tosfos says, Oiz v'ched v'bim koimoy. There's a concept when getting the Torah is something we rejoice with. We rejoice, it has to have a certain trembling. In order that Moshe should be in that state, he was secluded from everyone else, he had to stay on his own, v'chaseyu ha'onon, and that would prepare him for going up to receive the Torah of the Luchos. So we have three opinions that say that the 6 days were after Matan Torah, before Moshe went up to get the Luchos, but only according to one of these opinions, it was actually because he's going into the Machne Shechina, and only according to that opinion of Yossi Aglili, and we saw Rish Lakish follows that, is that it's a binyan av to teach us that whenever you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, namely a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, needs the days of Prisha. Says the Gemara, what was the point that they were arguing in? The Rabbi Akiva says that it was the 6 days, that the cloud was on the mountain 6 days before Matan Torah, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that it was the 6 days after Matan Torah, before going up to get the Luchos. Says the Gemara, Plukta Dahani Tanoi. Well, remember, we learned this in Maseches Shabbos Daf Pei Vav, that there's another Machlekes, and they seem to be arguing on the same points. The Beshisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah LiYisrael. Tanakama say, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa, the Tanakama say that on the 6th of Sivan, Torah, the Aseres Hadibrois were given to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shiva boy. And exactly the calculations and where the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi learn it from is something we learnt about at length in Shabbos Daf Pei Vav. So Manda Omar B'Shisha, According to the opinion that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, then B'Shishonitna, Torah was given on the 6th, U'B'Shiva Olah, and on the 7th of Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchais, Manda Omar B'Shiva. However, according to the opinion which is Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Torah was given on the 7th, B'Shiva Nitna, Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan, U'B'Shiva Olah, and it has to also be that on the 7th, in this point there's no machlokes, we'll soon see why, everybody agrees, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th of Sivan to get the Luchais. T'chsiv ayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. So now the Gemara is explaining. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, Ketana kama da'omar b'shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah. He says that Torah was given on the 6th day of Sivan. Hilkoch ze hoyom maisa. So when it says it was Bayoma Shvi and Hashem called Moshe, what would that mean? Hashem called Moshe to receive the Torah, according to the opinion that says that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, let's say the other way around, according to Rabbi Akiva, what was the Bayoma Shvi? That Hashem called Moshe to receive the Torah. As we saw at the top of Ahmed Beis, that the question was even why was Moshe called more than the rest of Klal Yisrael were called? We were all called to receive the Aseres Hadibreis, nothing to do with the Luchis. What it says by Yema Shvi, according to the Tanakhama, the Torah was given on the 6th, not on the 7th. So how are we going to understand that? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili was forced to say that if we're discussing a Bayema Shvi, it must be that the 6 days, or those 7 days, were after Matan Torah. There were 7 days of Prisha. And then, or 6 days of Prisha, and then on the 7th day, Moshe was called up to get the Luchos, and that was only Moshe. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Zehayo Maise Achar Aseret Adibris Vishkin Kved Hashem al Har Sinai Veichasi Onon Sheches Yomim. Who did the cloud cover? Not just the mountain, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it was LeMoshe. It covered Moshe, and it was Moshe's Prisha. Vayikra Moshe B'yem HaShvi, and on the 7th day. Moshe was called Likabule Shar Torah to come up to Shemaim and receive the Luchais, the rest of the Torah. If you're going to learn like Rabbi Akiva learned, that Vayishkren Kved Hashem is the days before Matan Torah, and when it says that the clouds covered the mountain, it was not referring exclusively to Moshe, because we know that Moshe came out of the mountain and went backwards and forwards to Klal Yisrael. So it was Vayichaseu on. What was the mount? What was the cloud covering? Lahor, just covering the mountain. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. What was the b'yom ha'shvi? Lekibule aseres hadibreis. That was the day where they received the Torah. Hakabilu lom b'shisha. It cannot be that he received the Torah, that by b'yom ha'shvi on the 7th day, Hashem called them to receive the aseres hadibreis. According to the Tanakhama, it was on the 6th of Sivan. So it must be that if you follow the Tanakhama, you have to say that the Bayom HaShvi was following 6 days, and all that was after Matan Torah. Voistalik onon Mishisha, because if the Torah was given, when it says that the cloud covered the mountain for 6 days, and then after that, the cloud dispersed, the clouds left. So if the 6 days were before Matan Torah, then on the 6th day, of Sivan, they received the Torah, and when after they received the Torah, the mountain left them. The pasuk says that Hashem called Moshe, "Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi mitaycha onon." Hashem called Moshe from within the cloud. So if you say that the cloud was only covering the mountain, logic dictates that as soon as Matan Torah was over, the cloud left the mountain on the 6th day. If you say that it was talking about the 6 days of Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the cloud was covering Moshe, if it was covering Moshe, then it's comfortable to assume that the cloud stayed there even to the 7th day. There's no reason the cloud should have gone away after 6 days. But if the cloud just covered the mountain as preparation for Matan Torah, when Matan Torah was over on the 6th day of Sivan, then the cloud would have gone away. So what does it mean Hashem called Moshe on the 7th day from within the cloud? So it must be, this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili saying, I hold that Matan Torah was on the 6th day of Sivan, and then after Matan Torah started, from the next day, started the 6 days of Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in the cloud, and then on the 7th day Hashem called him to come and get the Luchis. Rabbi Akiva Sova, how Rabbi Akiva holds, Sova lok Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi, da Omar b'shiva b'chodesh nitna Torah liYisrael, that Matan Torah was on the 7th of Sivan, and therefore the 6 days mentioned in the pasuk could be the 6 days that the cloud was on the mountain. On the seventh day was Matan Torah, and then on the seventh day the cloud could have gone away. And according to Rabbi Akiva, on the seventh day, the day of Matan Torah, Hashem called Moshe. Not only Moshe, Moshe was singled out, as we saw before, Lachle Kovid LeMoshe. But everybody was called on the seventh day to receive the Torah. Says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Akiva, Hainu d'mishkachas lo, the cheshbon works out, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came down after 40 days, when the entire 40 days in Shemaim, and then on the 40th day, on the next day, he came down, and it was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the day that he broke the Luchos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that Matan Torah was on the 7th, and after Matan Torah, on that day, on the 7th, Moshe Rabbeinu went up. 40 days later, was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Hainu d'mishkachas lo, it works out, was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, nishtabru haluchos, like the Mishnah says in Tainis, that on the Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the luchos were broken. Why? Esrim arba'a d'sivan, because Matan Torah was on the 7th. From the 7th to Sivan, to the end of Sivan, is 24 days. V'shitzar d'Tammuz, and another 16 days to complete the 40 days in Shemayim of Tammuz. The next day, on day 41, he came down. Milulei arboim yoimim, to have a bahar. He has 40 full days on the mountain. V'shivsar b'Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, Nochis Moshe came down. He came down. V'tavrinu l'luchis, and he broke the luchis when he saw the eagle. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that, as we saw before, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns that there were 7 days of Prisha, 6 days of Prisha after Matan Torah. So Matan Torah was, as we saw before, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Matan Torah was on the 6th. On the 7th started 6 days of Prisha, and then Hashem on the 7th day called him up, and we assume that 40 days started on that day 7. You have an extra 6 days. The luchos only got smashed on the 23rd of Tammuz, 46 days after Matan Torah, not 40 days after Matan Torah. The 40 days included the 6 days of Prisha. On day 7 of Sivan, everyone agrees that the Moshe Rabbeinu started his 40 days. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it was the first 6 days were Prisha days. From day 7, Hashem called him up. Until the end of those 40 days, then Moshe Rabbeinu was up receiving the Luchos. Continues the Gemara, Omar Mar. We saw, when we were learning the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, at the bottom of Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, going on to Dalad Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Vayishkein Kveid Hashem is Meresh Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva learned, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he said that the 6 days on that the cloud was covering the mountain, not covering Moshe Rabbeinu. And the 7th day was Matan Torah. The Gemara is now saying, Omar Mer, Vayikral Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael Oimdim. And this is what we saw before, at the top of the Amud, there wasn't only Moshe, it was all of Klal Yisrael was standing there to receive the Torah. Moshe was singled out in respect for Moshe, who was a very important part of Matan Torah. Says the Gemara, Meseyele Rebeleza, this is proof to Rebeleza. To Amr Rebeleza, Vayikrael Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimdim. Exactly what we saw before. Rabbi Elazar already said, Rabbi Elazar said that Moshe and the rest of Klal Yisrael were standing there. And the reason that it says that Moshe was called is Elo Lachlik Leikovid LeMoshe, in order to give respect and honor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Continues the Gemara Meisvi. We learned in the Braisa, Koil Loi, Koil Eilov. It says in the Pasuk, Ubevoi Moshe El Oil Moed, when Moshe would come to the Oil Moed, to the Mishkan, Ledaber itoi, to speak to the Shechina, Vayishma is a koil medaber Eilov, and you would hear the sound, the voice speaking to him. Eilov. Says the Gemara, koil loi. It would have been enough to say that he heard the koil, the sound, to him. What does it mean that Eilov? It's a different term. Koil Eilov is to teach us that Moshe Shoma v'chol Yisrael lo yishomu. It's not just that Moshe went in to hear Hashem speaking to him. No, the voice was only directed at Moshe, exclusively. Nobody else could hear Hashem's voice speaking to Moshe. So how can you say before, you Rabbi Akiva say, that when it says v'yikra el Moshe, when Hashem called Moshe, it wasn't only to Moshe. All of Klal Yisrael heard this calling, come to receive the Torah on the 7th of Sivan. But so how can you say that when Hashem spoke to Moshe, it was directed, so to speak, at Moshe, everybody else could hear? We just saw here that when Hashem spoke to Moshe, nobody else could hear. Says the Gemara Lo Kasha. That's not a question. There's a fundamental difference between when Hashem spoke to Moshe regarding inviting him to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, the Aseres Hadibros on the 7th of Sivan, to when he was speaking to him afterwards from the Mishkan, from the Oil Moed, Har B'Sinai. When Hashem spoke to Moshe at Sinai, everybody could hear. Harbo Oyal Moed, the pasuk that says Eilov, that only Moshe could hear, that was talking about from the Mishkan. Viboy Seima, or you can answer Lo Kasha. Harbo Kriya, Harbo Dibur. It depends whether Moshe, when Hashem was just calling, or whether he was speaking, having a dialogue. When he was speaking to Moshe, only Moshe would hear. When he would call, everybody else could hear. Continues the Gemara. Reb Zvika Rami Kroi Kameja Belaz. Reb Zvika asked a seeming contradiction between two psukim to in front of Reb Elazar. V'omri lo. Others say that Omer Reb Zvika, Reb Elazar Rami. Others say that Reb Zvika related that it was Reb Elazar who asked the question. Ksiv in one pasuk it says, V'lo yochil Moshe lovoi el oil moed. Moshe couldn't come into the oil moed. Kishochan olova onon, because the cloud of Hashem's Shechina was resting on it. Uchsiv, but in contrast to that, it seems to say by Har Sinai, Vayovay Moshe, B'soicha Onon, that Moshe Rabbeinu came into the cloud. There was a cloud by Har Sinai, and it says that Moshe came into the cloud. Vayale lahor, vayhi Moshe b'hor, arboim moim v'arboim laylo. Melamed, what do we see from there? It must be that Moshe couldn't go in on his own. Hashem had to take hold of Moshe Rabbeinu and bring him into the cloud. Hashem can do anything. Hashem can bring anyone anywhere. Moshe on his own couldn't come into the cloud. That was one explanation, one answer of this seeming contradiction. That indeed Moshe couldn't go into on his own. Deber b'shmol tana. Ne'mar kan b'soich. V'ne'mar la'alon b'soich. That it says over there in that pasuk, Vayavi Moshe Basoiche Onon, Moshe came into the cloud, and it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayavoyu Bnei Yisrael Basoichayom Bayabasha. The cloud Yisrael went into the water. How could they go into the water? It's almost as impossible as going into the cloud of the Shechina. Ma'al Alon, in the same way as Behar Sinai, Shvil, there was a path that was made to cloud Yisrael through which they could go through the water. Tchsiv, it says in the pasuk, V'amayim rem choymo, that's the continuation of that pasuk, that the water was for them a wall on both sides. Miminam u'mismoylam, afkan, so too, that when Moshe Rabbeinu had to go into the cloud, there was Hashem made a path, so to speak, separated the cloud to allow Moshe to come in. And this, the Rosh Hashanah explains, this is a second answer to that seeming contradiction. Continues the Gemara. Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber. The pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem eilov me'oil moed leimur. That Hashem called Moshe, and then he spoke to him from the oil moed. Lomo hiktim kriya ledibur. Why does Hashem have to call Moshe? He should just start talking to him. Says the Gemara, Limdo Torah dercheretz. The Torah was teaching us what is the right way of behaving. Shelayim me'odom dover lechaveri. You shouldn't just start talking to your friend. Elim kein koreu. Unless you call him and address him first. Masiel el Reb Chanina, it's proof to Reb Chanina, Domer Reb Chanina, lo yemer adam dava lechaveri elim kein kareyu, you shouldn't start speaking to your friend unless you address him first. Says the Gemara. Then that same pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem eilov me'oil moed, leimur, to speak. What's the word? Why does Hashem have to say leimur, to speak? Omer Reb Musya, Barbarader of Masya, Mishmeder of Musya Rabba, in the name of Reb Musya the Great, Minayin la'omer davar lechaveri. What's the source that when you say something to your friend, shehu bebal yomer, that friend should not say it over to anyone else, ad sheyomer loy leich emor, until you tell him, go, I give you permission to say it over. Shneimer, as it says in the pasuk, vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, vaydaber el Moshe, vayikra el Moshe, vaydaber Hashem elov me'oil moed leimor. And Rashi says the word leimor actually means loy emor advarim. Leimor means, I'm telling you something, don't say it unless you get explicit permission. When I give you explicit permission, leimor, then you can say it over, not before then. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.